Last month, Illinois State volleyball coach Melissa Myers caught a lot of people off guard when she announced she was stepping down after 9 successful seasons. GLT's Brian Bloodworth found out a tragic event in April rocked Myers' world for a second time. It made her step back, put things in perspective, and evaluate her life. Myers says her decision wasn't easy, but addresses her own well-being.
This wasn't a decision that I certainly took lightly. It was something I have been... I've had to think about a lot, but that, there's things that sort of led to the decision, and I can talk about those in a little bit. But I think the thing that was important in terms of the timing was I knew how busy my summer was going to be, and I knew how busy the fall was going to be, and I knew that if I was considering leaving at all, it had to be as soon as possible so that they would have time to hire someone new and let them get settled and let the team get settled before the season, because I really believe this team is going to be really good. They've got it's a great group of students, a great group of athletes, a great group of people, and I wanted to do the best thing for them. The timing of my situation, which I'll talk about in a sec, it's not out of my control, but when it happened, it really made me reflect a little bit and assess my life, where I am, what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and try and make the best decision for me and for my family and for my partner in life. I have a boyfriend that I've been dating for 12 years, and so we don't live together here. So there were some things like that really I had to think about, and I had to make the decision fairly quick because the team and the program needed to make sure they were in a good position moving forward. And I couldn't take a month and just make this decision in July. It just was going to be too late. So it became a little bit of a timing issue for me and a decision that was going to be best for me personally.
When did you start thinking about stepping down?
Late in April, at the end of April, my sister and my niece were killed in a car accident. They live in the Dallas area, and there was a young man who was intoxicated and doing some drugs, and we believe he kind of passed out at the wheel, and he hit them head on, just crossed the median, hit them head on, and they died instantly. And this isn't the first time that I've had a death in my family. That I'm one of six. I'm from a big family. My youngest sister, 17 years ago, was killed around the same time. It was early May, the first weekend in May, 17 years ago, died in a car accident. So this is my second sister and now a niece, and my mother's in her 70s, and so this has just been really tough on our family. And we're all spread out. I've got a brother in New Jersey, and my sisters live in the Dallas area. My boyfriend's in Louisiana. My parents are out in Pennsylvania. So I'm the only one here in Illinois, which is great. And this has been a great community and a great university and a great team and program. But when that happened, I sort of felt, God, how do I handle this? I mean, I really gave up a lot over the last 30 years, 20 years of coaching, but as an athlete also you give up a lot. I mean, every night and weekend you're practicing and you're doing things, and so I gave a lot of family time up over the course of my life for sports, for athletics, and you feel guilt when something like this happens, because like my family went on vacation a summer ago and I didn't go because I had a camp. Things like that, I've always had those sort of regrets as you get older and you think, what is this life for? And you start having these philosophical conversations with yourself and with the people that are close to you. And you really ask yourself, what are we doing and why are we doing it? And the one thing I learned is you can't take any of this with you when you go. We're all going to die. That's inevitable. And life can be very unpredictable. We just don't know. And when these things happen, they really make you step back and say, are you really living your life the way you want to live it? Are you really doing the things that you want to be doing? And it was just a really tough month for me, and I just knew I had no time really to get through and see my family much over the next couple months. So I had to make a decision that was going to give me a little bit more time, not only to process all of this, but also just to be more accessible and available, especially to my mom, but to my boyfriend as well. And we've been apart for 5 years, and yeah, we hardly see each other. If I told you how many days we've seen each other in the last 5 years, I think you'd be shocked. how are you making this work? So that certainly was a factor as well. We've got people in our lives are important.
What was it about Illinois State that attracted you to it?
Just a great university. I met great people. Really felt like the university was doing some great things. We had great leadership as well. Dr. Brumman was the president at that time, and was very impressed with him and what he was doing at the university. And the program just had really great resources. I mean, we had full scholarships. At Division II, I had like 2 scholarships. I had to make pasta salad every night. Well, not every night, but, you know, I would be hosting these club tournaments to fundraise, and I would be making pasta salad late into the night to have concession stands the next day to raise money. So, you know, you're nickel and diming a lot at that level, and you're putting in a lot of time and hours, which is great, but it's just difficult to compete at a high level there. So coming here was an opportunity to really upgrade in terms of time and resources and having a lot more help and assistance and scholarship money to be able to get great, you know, just better players.
As far as the program goes at Illinois State and your career here, any regrets or anything that surprised you?
If I were to look back at my 9 years, obviously, you know, people always say you can't have regrets and you have to live your life and not look back other than just to learn and reflect. But certainly, I think working in athletics, it's a competitive environment. It's an environment where you need to win, right? Especially at this level. There's an expectation that you're going to be able to be successful. And I certainly, most of my career, whether as an athlete or as a coach, I had success pretty quickly. And I'm very fortunate for that. However, here, it took me several more years. It took probably 4 or 5 years to get my feet under me here, to figure some things out, to recruit. You recruit so far in advance here. Years ahead, we're looking at 19s and 20s and 21s right now, and you recruit so far in advance that it's really difficult to make a quick impact sometimes. So I don't know if I have regrets, because I don't want to have regrets, but I certainly look back and wish that I could have been more successful earlier. But you know, at the end of the day, we have such a great group of young women, and our academics are unbelievable. We average around a 3.5, 3.6 GPA as a team. Our students are very involved on campus and you know, in the community, and they're just such great people. I think they compete hard, and I think we improved throughout my career here, but obviously, you know, I would love to have won a championship every year, but I think we learn also that it's not only about championships, it's not only about wins, it's also about just trying to continue to improve and grow as people and to be great teammates, you know, and be able to build great relationships. And I'm grateful for that. I've had a lot of people reach out to me, alums, friends, family, former players, former coaches, colleagues. And that has been really amazing to see, you know. And that's what's great about athletics, too, is there is this large community. And I think that's what I'm grateful for, knowing that I've had these kind of relationships with people. And that's helped me to make this decision I'm at peace with it. You know, I'm totally at peace with it. I think it's really the right time in my life to make a change. And having all these people reach out has only confirmed that for me. You know, I think it's been really good. I think in 2014, we had a great year. We went undefeated. We made some history, did some great things. I wish that could have happened every year, but it's really impossible to have that kind of success sustainably. So, I think that sometimes you learn more when you're not winning. And I've learned a lot here in my 9 years. I really have. I've grown a lot. And so I'm truly grateful. I have no regrets, and I'm truly grateful for my time and experience here.
You're listening to Sound Ideas with GLT's Brian Bloodworth and former Illinois State volleyball coach Melissa Meyer.
You mentioned you were a family of 6. Were you a pretty close, tight-knit family?
You know, growing up, yeah, I was 1 of 6. My parents are still living, and, you know, we've 1 boy, 5 girls in the family. So yeah, I mean, I think we were close, but we have all spread out and started our, you know, families. I'm the only one without children. They all have children. So I've got 16 nieces and nephews, and again, they're all over the place as well. So yeah, we try and keep in touch as much as we can, but certainly my schedule has always been one where I miss out on most things. I miss the weddings. I miss the funerals. I miss the things because I'm always working. You know, I just can't not go to a tournament or not go to practice with my team. So, but we're close, and I've already have plans with my sister and my brother this summer. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing them a little bit more if I can over the next few years. Again, we just don't know, right? So it's important to do that.
GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth spoke with former ISU volleyball coach Melissa Myers.